The Park City Community Foundation launched the Early Childhood Alliance in December of 2018. The Women's Giving Fund seeded the program, which consists of stakeholders representing education, local government, advocacy groups, and private donors. The fundraising goal is $100,000, which will leverage a matching grant of the same value, which has been donated by part-time Park City residents Dan and Therese Heinzelman. The Community Foundation's PC Tots program began about 5 years ago. They now offer 100 spots in two locations in Summit County, with tuition assistance provided on a sliding scale basis. The evidence-based program, Parents as Teachers, has proven success in preparing children for kindergarten, and with COVID-19 impacts, they've been able to pivot to online support. The Community Foundation hopes to allocate more funding to help expand this program to more families. The virtual event is titled Early Childhood Champions. They're hoping to raise the funds to meet the $100,000 challenge grant. They also want to increase awareness about the dire need for more quality, affordable access to early childhood education. Park City Community Foundation Communications Manager Christine Coleman says everyone is welcome to sign up for the event.
We've had about 60 people sign up so far, and we're expecting to sign up. It's going to include the coordinator of the Early Childhood Alliance, Kristen Schultz, who will give us an overview of what's been happening. And it's also going to feature Mo Hickey, who is the CEO of Voices for Utah Children, along with some of our other local alliance partners. So anybody can come and learn about, why it's so important, what's happening, also how it ties into what we're doing with social equity, our social equity initiative for Park City.
Research shows the critical importance for children to have stimulating, engaging interactions in those first years of life. It's a critical issue in Summit County, where as many as 40% of children are not kindergarten ready, according to data shared by the Community Foundation. These early educational experiences are shown to be a predictor of educational success, impacting graduation rates and keeping kids out of the legal system. The return on investment is for $1 spent, $4 to $17 are saved. The Early Childhood Champions event is for community members who want to learn more about the Foundation's Early Childhood Alliance. It's Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. A link to the event can be found on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.